Well, it sounds like this is not going to happen overnight. I mean, what's the next step for you now that a groundbreaking ceremony has been held?
Well, I believe as soon as they get the funds that they need for it, it's going to go back to my studio, and I will make a steel armature and start with about 500 pounds of clay, start carving it up. It should take me probably about 4 or 5 months to get the carving done itself. And then after that, we have a whole different process. We have rubber molds and mother molds and waxes that we have to complete. And the piece will not be poured just as a singular piece. It'll probably be poured in about 13 to 15 different sections, and then I'll weld them together and make it back to the way it was. Now, should take at least a year.
Yeah. Are you doing it in pieces, in part because your studios, you're from Peoria or the Peoria
area?
Generally,
for large-scale sculptures, they're all done that way.
Okay.
It's the casting process. You need to have them in smaller areas, so you do not have air pockets involved, and thicknesses and such of the bronzes will cause problems with the bronze shell later. So, yes, we do them usually in about 40-pound sections. I'll send you some pictures.
So how large will this be and how much will this weigh?
That is still on debate. The girls haven't decided whether they want 4.5 or 5.5 foot.
Okay.
The last sculpture that I did was the Coach Robertson over at Bradley was, I think that was about 600 pounds, 500-600 pounds of bronze. So it's going to be a lot of pouring.
So right now you're just on hold until they finish their fundraising.
Yes, but from what I've just heard from the girls, it seems to be going quite well. And I'm anticipating that maybe possibly this summer I'll be starting on it. Now, the community has been excellent in helping them achieve their goals, and I expect it to continue. The excitement seems to be going more and more. So I'm thrilled to be here and hear all this exciting news.
Has this piece presented any special challenges for you?
This piece, not challenges per se, as I'm planning on using this as lessons for my own students, that they can see the process of what it takes to make a bronze sculpture, and they will be allowed to watch and see the clay form, understand additive and subtractive measures, understand different tools and processes. And, you know, I'm excited about that part of it. I'm an educator, and if I can get a duality out of this, helping a community as well as working with students to further their education on sculptures, I'm in an incredible moment in my life.
Where do you teach?
I teach over at Bradley University, and I usually teach the 2D designs and the 3D designs. So I get the young ones. And they're incredible mindsets, but I'm allowed to bring them down into the sculpture studio where I live. And they can see the other possibilities of what other things they could do with their art.
Do you create entirely with art materials, or do you use computers at all when you're trying to create a design?
The only time I would use any computer would be with my partner, Fisher Stoltz, when we did the Harrison School. We needed some large geometrics done so we could ship them out. But as far as, like, figurative work, this is all tactile work. I don't work with computers. I am very old traditionalist. So I will be working with my eyes and photos. I'll get models. And I will work on researching a little bit more on the costuming of the early 1900s. As much as research I've done now, I want to do a little bit more. So I want to make sure it's exactly the way the women would like it to be.
So these mini versions of the statue that have been around, they could change a little bit between, or the design, I guess, of what the actual statue will look like.
The design will be as is, but what could
some
change
details.
Is fabric.
Okay.
Think about the fabric of the early 1900s. It was not satin or polyester as we're used to nowadays. It's probably going to be a wool kind of blend. I will be looking at the antique buttons. I mean, when we get to a larger scale, we have to add more detail to a piece. And this is what I had to do with the last one. We will be researching to get it down to the stitching. Did they hand stitch their clothes at that time period? A lot of them did. Sears and Roebuck had just begun to have catalogs out with basic designs of dresses. Not everybody could afford them. You got the catalog, and then you went and sewed it yourself at home so you could stay up to date. So I'm going to be looking at those kind of things also to really make a really good reflection of the time period.
The devil's in the details.
Devil is in the details.
What else you think people should know about this?
I want them to know that this piece is going to be here for an eternity. Bronze lasts forever. And I want them to fully believe in the philosophy that we take care of our next generation. And there's a small child involved in this sculpture. And every time that we look at that, we should realize that we're responsible to take care of the children that are coming down the line.